WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing to employees at a town hall today he'll resign when the new administration comes in. President-elect Trump vowed to fire Wray and last week named Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Patel still faces Senate confirmation hearings.
There are background checks that have to be done by investigators for the Senate. So we'll have to see how long that plays out. But make no mistake, this interim period, and from the time from which the FBI director steps down until a new director is confirmed, will be a critical one for the country.
New York police say the gun recovered in Pennsylvania belonging to suspect Luigi Mangione matches shell casings found at the scene of the United Healthcare CEO shooting in Manhattan, along with a fingerprint match. He's fighting extradition to New York. In California, fire crews in Malibu could see a break in the Santa Ana winds that are fueling a wildfire winds easing in the coming hours. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Sawyer County authorities are still looking for help from the community in their investigation into six recent structure fires. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the county is now working with about a dozen agents from the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigations to locate the person they believe to be responsible for the arson fires. They've also released surveillance footage showing the suspected individual and are asking the community for any information on them. The first fire was started at a gas station on November 23rd. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny in mid-teens Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. Right now, it's zero.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Test, test, test.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Chwaba.
Let's light it up. Let's do it. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Welcome to Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am your host, Pete Chwaba. What are the odds? Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is it's great that we could connect like this. So let's take the next 2 hours and talk about the things we love. My fellow couch potatoes, talk about TV, talk about movies, books, music, and maybe we'll have some laughs too. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hey.
Well said. All right. how are you doing tonight, Conrad? Hey, it was kind of, you didn't happen to golf the last 2 days, did you?
Not the last two, no.
Because it was pretty, like, I mean, it wasn't like tropical or anything, but it was probably could have gotten 18 holes in, right?
I don't know if any of the courses are still open after in December. It's kind of crazy to keep the course open.
If golf wants to be taken seriously as a sport, keep the damn courses open until there's snow on the ground.
No, snow golf is fun. Why not?
Yeah, use orange balls, right?
I mean, that might not be the worst problem out there, but
I think it could be fun. That to me would make golf more exciting, actually. But what do I know? Great to have you with us tonight, folks. This is Nightlight. We have a lot of fun planned for this evening. So it is good that you are here, and we hope that you partake in said fun. We've got a question of the night. We've got guests. We've got interesting topics. It's all coming your way over the next 2 hours. Starting us off tonight, in the guest column, batting leadoff is our favorite wrestling announcer and fellow Civic Media team member. He works out of WRJN in Wisconsin, in Racine. Rich LoCascio will be here. Be exciting to see Rich.
Maybe get a new nickname, too.
I need a new nickname. I had the punching bag. Rich is a wrestling announcer, and we went over this the last time or a couple times ago when he was on the show. We tried to come up with a nickname for me that he could announce me in a wrestling match. First, we came up with the punching bag. We decided that wasn't going to instill fear in my opponents.
No.
So we changed that to the Schwabinator, which I think was pretty good.
That is pretty good.
And Rich did a great job, kind of laying that track down for us. I don't know. We'll have to dig that up, or maybe he could redo it if we can come up with a new nickname. That would be fine, too. Rich will be here. He is about to turn 40. That's very exciting in a young man's life. So we'll talk about Rich's birthday too. And then at 7:05, we have, this is kind of exciting. I love kind of changing things up. And we had Charo on the show a couple months ago. She was delightful. Lots of fun, lots of energy. And playing that same theater in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater in beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, is the Swedish jazz queen, as she is known, Gunhild Carling. I always want to say Grunhild for some reason. Gunhild Carling. We had a chance to talk with her a couple days ago. We will play that interview. She was a lot of fun. And interestingly enough, reminded me a lot of Charo, just from an energy standpoint. She also dances. She plays like 20 instruments, and she's got a great sense of humor. So I talked to her. We'll play that at 7:05. Tickets are still available for that show, I believe, at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo. And I think she's there December 6? I think it's this Saturday, actually. She'll be there. So we will give you more information on that coming up. And then at 7:20, Northeast Wisconsin-based writer Brett Kissinger will be in the studio. He has a new book out. We will talk about that with Brett. I think it's so cool that people still read books. Even more cool that they still write them, because I, as a former English major, used to be a big-time reader. But now, thanks to iPads and iPhones, my attention span is nothing. My attention span is nothing. See what I did there, Conrad? I'm trying to be more of a reader. So I will ask Brett for some tips when he is here. We'll talk about his new book. He's always fun to talk to. That's at 7:20. What am I forgetting, Conrad? Are there guests we have in secret that we're going to roll out? That covers it, right?
Well, I think we got to get to the question.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Are Christmas cards outdated? Do you still send them out? That is tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Feel free to elaborate as to why you don't or why you do. As I mentioned recently on the phone, right when we got into the season, or on the show, right when we got into the season, I stopped sending them out because I just, honest to God, did not have the energy. I mean, I know hundreds of people. And where do you find the cutoff? Do you just go family? Family and close friends? Work colleagues? It's exhausting. I just don't do it. And a lot of times I feel like people that send them out, it's sort of, it's like a show-off type thing. And I don't want to be that guy either. What do you think about that, Conrad? Do you think it's like, if you send out a picture, your most handsome picture, do you think you're just looking for people to say, oh, you're so handsome, Conrad? Sometimes I feel like that's why people send them out.
I expect at least 10 you're handsomes.
Okay. Out of how many cards sent out?
Out of 10.
Okay. You want to bet 1,000, right? But some people just do it because they're personal and they're lovely. And I like getting them. And when I read them, the ones I get, especially when there's a note involved, I do feel guilty that I don't still send them out. So I'm kind of torn here, but I don't do it anymore. I'm wondering if you do. Let me know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you still send out Christmas cards? Are they outdated? What's your process? Let us know. Maybe you'll motivate Conrad and I to start sending cards out again. How about a nightlight Christmas card? That could be kind of fun. Or maybe we'll just do a post. See, that's what everybody does. They just post it electronically. It's so much easier. And that's what I tend to do more these days. But I think Kristen Lierley was here last night. And like she said, there is nothing like getting a handwritten letter. And I agree with that. I just can't write anymore. You know, she kind of bailed on that question too. I said, I said my arm muscles don't work. She made a joke. She went for the low-hanging fruit of why my right arm muscles not work as well. But honestly, it's so hard to write. My cursive is terrible, and my printing is worse. So I would type something, and that would seem impersonal. But honestly, that's just, you're going to get at least a legible note from me if I do it that way. So let us know. It's always more fun when you guys get involved. And as you know, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight. I'm going to lead things off this discussion. This was out yesterday. I think this ran in my Hollywood Beats either today or yesterday. Keira Knightley. You ever see the movie Love Actually?
I think I have, but it's been super long. But it's the one with the note cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lovely movie. It's kind of a feel-good film, a holiday film. I've seen it maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times, liked it. Keira Knightley says it was creepy because when Andrew Lincoln shows up at the door to do the cue cards, she said she told the director it was creepy. And I didn't know what she meant until I kept reading the article. And apparently, at the time, Keira Knightley was 17. Andrew Lincoln was like 31 or 30. And he's trying to woo her from her husband, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's like 28, and married this 17-year-old girl. I mean, I know it was, what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever. That's still weird. And I hate when I find something out that kind of changes the movie for me. Or like when a songwriter who did something creepy, when I hear that, I just can't enjoy it as...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never... quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio.
Yeah,
were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. Doggone it, Conrad. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He is he's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up. On the stream, we have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. It said from the Schwabas, Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me. Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so, and then kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did, or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry. also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriter. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me. The Schwabba Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad? The Schwabba Bomber.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How are you doing?
You guys had
a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwabba Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type, so... Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
We will, Conrad, let's make a note of that. We got to bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
sounds
buddy.
Great.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. All right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite, and we've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news, or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button for music? You know what I'm excited about? I am not... I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it, and I watched it. I liked the HBO... Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I didn't watch that yet, but I played I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be 3 movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
It's so good.
I liked it a lot. Bill Murray and that was
yes, so funny.
So funny. I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right. Send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed additional charges against two lawyers and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump for their role in the fake elector scheme following the 2020 election. Kenneth Chesbrough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are each facing 10 more felony charges in addition to the single forgery charges filed in June. The new charges accuse them of forgery in an attempt to defraud. The three are scheduled to make their first court appearances on the original charges this week. Each of the charges carries a maximum of 6 years in prison. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. City of Duluth union workers have voted to authorize a strike if they can't come to an agreement on a new labor contract with the city. On Tuesday, union workers rejected a settlement offer from the city, calling it insulting and unacceptable and demanding fair wages and dignity. City officials say they're still working to schedule another mediation effort with the union through the State Bureau of Mediation Services. If a deal is not reached, Duluth city workers could walk off the job in mid-January after a few days of a cooling-off period. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny in mid-teens Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. Right now, it's 1 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right.
And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Well, it took us a little while, folks, but we got it together here, and we are lighting it up a little late tonight due to some technical difficulties we had, but our outstanding engineers in Madison and here in Green Bay worked tirelessly to get us live on the air. So it is great to be with you, and hopefully better late than never. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and riding shotgun here and working diligently to get us on the air is the lovable producer, Conrad. Well done, young man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tip of the hat to, who is it, Chris Casper? Drew?
It was Drew.
Well done, Drew. You guys are the best. Thank you for getting us back on the air. Glad we could be with you, and we will bring you the last three quarters of Nightlight tonight. Conrad, let's get the question in quick before we bring Dan in. Can we do that?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What app can you not live without? That's right. It is National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. National App Day. So our question tonight, we're doing it in a very abbreviated fashion here so we can get to our guests. What app can't you live without? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll start my poker app. I got to play Texas Hold'em. I've probably been playing for 20 years. I cannot live without my Texas. Now, email aside and all the things that technically are apps like banking and stuff like that, what's the one app you're kind of addicted to? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, or on the app. However you are finding us, just please find us and be part of the show. Conrad, what about you?
I would have to say it's YouTube for me.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, you know
I watch a lot of content, I feel like, on there. And I feel like if I didn't have it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
I have to watch a movie now. I can't just watch like a 13-minute.
It's probably a close second to me too. So, but let us know what you think. We've got a great show tonight, even though it's abbreviated. Coming up at 7:05, Kurt Krause will be here in studio talking independent film and about his latest project. He is a Northeastern Wisconsin-based actor. But right now, let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest. He joined the Civic Media team a few months ago. He's an absolute political rock star, and he is an award-winning. He's the creator of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, a weekly column and online publication and podcast. Please join me, if you would, in welcoming Milwaukee journalist and Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Schwabba.
Dude.
So glad to be with you.
It's great to have you. I didn't think this was going to happen, but we've got a great team here at Civic Media, and they got us up and running. And I've been trying to have you on the show for a while now, so it's really fun. I love what you do, and you make politics and current events fun, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And it's been quite the project. Getting the Recombobulation Area up and running and growing the project and all of that. And now it's even better to be joining everyone else here in the Civic Media extended universe.
Oh, well said. Are you okay? I have to get this out of the way. My wife was excited you're on the show tonight because she's also a UW Oshkosh grad. I did my research on you, and it's exciting. You've come a long way from the advanced Titan into the world of major national news and political politics. So great job.
Yeah, that's right. My first byline was at the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan. My my sophomore year of college, I started writing opinion columns. A friend of mine in my English class was working at the Advanced Titan at the time. He said, "Hey, you're a pretty good writer. Would you ever want to write for the newspaper?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a pretty good idea." And here we are 20 years later.
How about that?
Working in journalism. That's right.
Very cool. We also have a mutual friend, at least according to LinkedIn, Brad Lichtenstein. Do you know Brad?
Yeah, I think I covered Brad's work when he was doing some documentaries in and around Milwaukee. A couple famous moments in the kind of after Act 10. Was passed a decade or so ago that he was able to capture.
He makes such good films, and he made a film called When Claude Got Shot. I interviewed him on my PBS TV show a few years ago. Great guy, great interview. So I feel like we're connected through many channels here, and it's a great way to kick off this interview, Dan.
Absolutely. So, well, Wisconsin is a big, small town in a lot of ways. We've all got like 1 or 2 degrees of separation between our neighbors around the state, don't we?
Absolutely. For those listening who haven't heard you on Civic Media, and I doubt there are many people, but just in case, tell us about the Recombobulation podcast and column and how it came to be. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know if I got nothing else right with the whole project, I got the name right. I've always loved the name at the. So I of course used the name from the Milwaukee Airport, the famous post security area at the Milwaukee Airport. You go through security, you take your shoes off, get everything through to get scanned and all of that, and then they have the signs up after you get through that says the recombobulation area, and now recombobulation area. Is not a word. It's not anything that is sanctioned at any official airport. It's something that's done in any kind of official capacity. And it's just uniquely Milwaukee. And so I worked at Milwaukee Magazine, about a decade ago now, and we were doing one of our best of issues. And one of the ideas that I pitched was the recombobulation area as one of the best of things. In Milwaukee. And I got to learn a little bit more about it. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, was just kind of a quirky guy. And he came up with this idea to have signs once you go through security, because, it's a discombobulating process, right? So you go through security and you piece everything together. And I thought that would be a great name for a weekly opinion column, because we have this discombobulating news cycle in the state of Wisconsin, and you need a place to kind of take a moment, take a beat, get your shoes back on, piece everything together before you get to your destination. So I started that, the recombobulation area. Actually, it was a part-time effort that I started it. I was a stay-at-home dad at the time. Started this in late 2019, started it as a weekly opinion column. And basically something to do while my daughters were napping, and then picked it up from there, eventually grew it to be, my full-time job and small business and all of that. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier this summer, we joined the Civic Media Network, and I'm now the political editor at Civic Media, along with, being the founder and operator of the Recombobulation Area, which has grown to include podcasts and other contributors and the occasional video interview and all sorts of fun stuff.
So I love
it. It's been quite the journey.
Love stories like that, where you just kind of started off, like you said, in your home while your daughters are napping. Next thing you know, you're a mogul, Dan. You're building it into, you're almost at mogul status. So that's pretty cool. What are your favorite stories, without getting into too much inside baseball, regarding politics? What are your favorite type of stories to cover? Elections or breaking news regarding a politician or a scandal? It seems like your job is, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I really like to approach things from a lot of different ways. I'll be the data guy, and I'll be it'll be a deep dive on the numbers, on the polling, whatever it might be. And then sometimes I will take some time for a really big, feature story where I interview, dozens of people and try to stitch together a narrative. And then other times it will just be, it'll be very much like an opinion column, but it'll be what I have to say about a certain topic and what have you. So, I really like to, write about things, approach things from a lot of different ways. I'm a big basketball fan. And the way I kind of think about it is you can't just score one way, right? You're not, can't score just shooting three pointers. You gotta score at the rim. You gotta make your free throws. You gotta make some long distance shots and all of that. So you gotta, I really like to have a broad scope of ways to cover news and politics and try to do it in a way that is digestible and interesting and can, offer people an opportunity to really take some deep dives on some big topics too. One of the big projects that I've worked at the Recombobulation Area for the last couple of election cycles, and this year brought over to the Civic Media Network, was I wrote a preview series of every last race on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Right.
So yes, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races in the Wisconsin State Legislature. But I think, those types of deep dives, that's the stuff that I really like to get into.
That's the epitome. That is the epitome of a deep dive. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer. He is the Civic Media political editor and does great work here under the same roof. Let me ask you this, Dan. When it comes to politics, who is someone on the left and someone on the right that you think has a bright future in the party or could bring people together looking down the road a bit? Is there someone in each party?
Well, let's, you know, I like to keep things local, so we'll start, you know, just focusing on people, I guess, within Wisconsin. You know, there's a whole lot of different approaches you could take to answer that question on a national scale, but I'll talk about Wisconsin first here. And so I am, of course, based in Milwaukee. And when I was just getting started, one of the first races I really covered around here was the one for Milwaukee County Executive, when it was an open race. In early 2020. And one of the people I endorsed in that race actually was now County Executive David Crowley. And, you know, he has, you know, he's a real up and comer in Milwaukee politics. He was just reelected last year to his second term. And, you know, he really tries to approach politics as a bridge builder and wants to bring people together. He was in the legislature before running for Milwaukee County Executive and talked about taking a bipartisan approach on different things. And I think, you know, especially in Milwaukee, where we have, you know, it can be a very segregated city in a lot of ways. We can have a lot of polarizing politics between the city and the suburbs. And I think Crowley really takes, you know, a very forward thinking, inclusive type of approach to being a county executive. And I do think that's going to bode well for him in the future. You know, he's a pretty young guy as well. He's, like I said, he's in his second term. He's a millennial like myself and in his late 30s. And, you know, I know he also has I've run into him around town a few times. He also has daughters, young daughters. And I also have young daughters. So we have a lot in common that way as well. So I think he's somebody with a real bright future in Wisconsin politics.
Cool. And is there a local person from the right? I don't even know if he is from the right or left, who you just said, but is there someone on the other side of the aisle that you think coming up could be could unite people or has a bright future?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, so David Crowley is a Democrat, of course. Okay. So he is coming from that side of things. You know, I don't necessarily agree with all the time, but somebody who I do think does have a bright future in the state, I think, is Brian Stile. I do take a close look at the numbers, a lot of these races, and, you know, he was just reelected in the first congressional district. And, you know, even though that he had more, he was coming up against more spending this cycle than he had in previous ones, he, you know, expanded his margins a little bit. So I do think, you know, he has a potentially bright future in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Great answers. We are going to, I want to ask you before we do a quick break here, Dan, do you have a favorite political or journalism movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
You got Spotlight.
I'll go with Spotlight. I really did like Spotlight a lot. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That was a more recent one. You know, I had Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo in that one. So good to have a Wisconsin connection with that one. Yeah, I would say Spotlight is a more recent one. I would say, you know, a show that I like, I watch more TV shows than I do movies. And this is a show that gets to a lot of different parts of government, a lot of different parts of journalism. My favorite show of all time is The Wire on HBO.
Great show. I'm totally with you.
And I think, you know, people will talk about like what's the best show of all time. And people will say The Sopranos or Mad Men or Breaking Bad. I will always go with The Wire. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, there's a lot of comparisons to be made between Milwaukee and Baltimore. And what have you there. So I think that's my favorite show.
That's a great point. And that's a great political show too. They deal with City Hall and the police department. Phenomenal show by David Simon. Dan Schaefer is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, he got a shout out recently from a pretty famous person. I'll ask him about that. And we'll ask him what movies he loves to watch or hopes his kids pick because he has to sit through them too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Steve says, Steve's in the 920. He says, Google Maps is an app I use every day. Due to my job, this app would have saved a lot of arguments on family trips trying to read a real paper map back in the day. I kind of miss the paper map. I have to be honest. I have no idea where I am now. But if my app is down, I'm screwed. Conrad's mom checks in and says, since we have moved to a different town, I can't live without Google Maps to find my way around. Well, there you go. Sounds like there's a blissful marital harmony there. With the Krieger household. We will read more of your texts in just a bit. We're playing catch up here. What is an app you can't live without? It's National App Day, and that's our question of the night here on Nightlight. Kurt Krause is coming up soon. We are going to talk about indie film here in Wisconsin and a new project he is working on. And right now, I'm excited to have Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great podcast and an online publication. You can check it all out at civicmedia.us. And the creator of said Recombobulation Area, I can't stop saying that name. I love it so much, is Dan Schaefer, and he is here with us on the stream right now. Dan, we were talking about The Wire, and you know, I've been on the air just a little over a year, and I always feel like when I really like a show and I want to do it justice or pay homage to it somehow, I get overwhelmed and I don't know how to do it. Like, cause I can't spend too much time on it, but The Wire is one of those shows. And, do you have a favorite character?
Oh man. There's so many good characters, on that show. You know what? I would say one of my favorites is Bunny Colvin, the police.
Oh yeah.
Sergeant who tries to do things a little bit differently and keeps running up against blocks. Another Lester Freeman. He likes to Lester. He wants to follow the money. He's one of my favorites. And then you gotta love Omar. I mean,
I was just gonna say,
absolutely classic legendary character, played so well by the late Michael K. Williams.
He was so great, and he would walk the streets at night and rob drug dealers. And when you heard Omar whistling in the alley, like the tough guys went running. It was so great. It was just such an excellent show. And Lance Reddick was on the show too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Played a very similar role on Bosch, which I also love as a cop show. But he was great on The Wire too. Hey Dan, you recently, or maybe a couple months ago, got a shout out from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I don't even remember where I saw it. If it was somebody shared it from Civic Media or if it was on your Twitter feed, but What a cool thing. Seinfeld is such a great show. She's so great. How did you get connected with her? How did she become aware of you? Do you even know?
You know, it was just kind of one of those fortuitous things that happened. So about a year and a half ago now, I was working on a bunch of coverage of the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I got a message from somebody who said they were, you know, connected to Julie Louis-Dreyfus saying, hey, we want to, you know, get involved with this race. We want to talk to, you know, some advocates, some influencers, some different people in the mix for this race. And you ended up, it just happened to be one of the people that she got in touch with for this, and then was able to kind of connect with her team and all of that. And it was a really exciting opportunity. And then I wrote a piece at the time was about that race, about, you know, some of the big issues in it, about gerrymandering and about how that issue connected to so many other ones in Wisconsin. And then she was able to promote that on her various social channels. And then again, this year, when we made the big announcement that I would be joining Civic Media, she congratulated me on her Twitter feed there as well. And it's so funny the way these things work, right? You know, I'm a huge, huge Seinfeld fan. And I was on the phone with my sister. We share a Netflix account. She lives in a different state. And we were talking. We realized that we were both independently doing a Seinfeld rewatch at the time. And this was right days before I got the message from her team that they wanted to get involved or something. So it's almost like, you know, when you have an app open and you say, you know, you're out of toothpaste, then all of a sudden you get a bunch of toothpaste ads right. on your Facebook feed or whatever it is. It almost felt like that for me, saying, you know, cause we were doing the, you know, talking about the rewatch, we were both saying that her performance as Elaine on that show, it maybe holds up as well as anything from that series still today. And she's such an absolute legend. It was such a joy to be able to work with her on that.
That's so cool. And you're right. Her character, it's so strange. And I didn't realize this till you just said that the guys almost, they're still funny, but they're not outdated. But there's something, if something is dated about Seinfeld, it's those performances. But she is like this, I don't know, she's just like a trailblazer as a female character.
She transcends time and space. And that's, you know, and then so you look at all the stuff with her as Selena Meyer and as Veep.
Yeah,
and all of that. She's just, you know, the greatest comedic actress of all in American history. That's
pretty good fan no to question. Have. Pretty good fan
yeah,
to have there,
good.
Buddy.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So when you're done covering politics at the end of the day, aside from The Wire, what are you watching now? You said you're more of a TV watcher than a movie watcher. What do you watch from an adult standpoint on TV before we get into your kids' movies?
Yeah. So, you know, as a parent of young children, I don't get a chance to go see a lot of movies in the theater. But it does also mean that I'm home at night a lot of the times. And after I put my kids to bed, I like to watch, you know, just different dramas, TV shows, things like that. I guess the most recent one that I really got into was the, you know, kind of the HBO spinoff show from the Batman universe, the show The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Which Colin Farrell has the performance as the Penguin there. It's a really good.
Do you
good,
even believe that's him? It's so crazy.
It took me a couple of episodes to even put it together that it was him.
Hey, Dan, can we keep you show? For a couple minutes after the news?
Sure.
We want to take a quick Christmas movie quiz. Dan and I are going to take it at the same time. Conrad picked like four movies. We'll do that. We'll just have a couple minutes more before we can send Dan back to take care of his kids tonight after Civic Media's award-winning news teams keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll have more with Dan Schaefer when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continues to grudgingly hang on. The government reported a 0.3% hike in the cost of living in November, up 2.7% since last year.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. The House passed and sent to the Senate the $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which provides military funding. It'll include a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. President-elect Trump calls it a great day for America. Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. 7 years into a 10-year term, he was originally appointed by Trump, who now wants loyalist Kash Patel for the job. This is ABC News.